It is 8:45. The organization that runs the After Prom Grand Finale in Southwest Virginia is asking for your support and your online votes to receive a $25,000 grant that can help it continue the program in the future. Becky Parr with Yovaso joins Evan Jones and me live this morning. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you for coming in. Now, Becky, let's start with the After Prom Grand Finale itself. This is where some high school students get a chance to win a new car, and one of them actually does.
Yes, sir. One student from Southwest Virginia will win a car for staying until the end of their school's After Prom party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Becky, a disclaimer on my part first. It's a very happy one, but it should be noted as part of this conversation. I'm not an entirely disinterested party. In 2003, my son won the car. It was quite a moment, so I can attest to the fact that it really does happen. And in his case, for 11 years he had it, took him to college, internships, first jobs, Minnesota to Massachusetts to Atlanta. So it was a wonderful gift.
Wow, and that's what it's intended for. That's wonderful.
Well, let's get to this all sounds like a worthwhile idea. The idea is to provide an incentive for high schoolers at prom to make it an alcohol-free after prom night. Do you have solid evidence to show that it is over 30 years that it's actually worked?
Yes, sir. In all of the 31 years of the After Prom Grand Finale event, none of the schools that participate have had an alcohol or drug-related accident on prom night.
Okay, now, First Team Auto, I believe, has been a partner with this from the very start.
Yes.
And they're still with you. So why is this $25,000 grant so important?
It's very important because First Team, as generous as they are, they provide us a car, and that is wonderful, but they don't provide any other they provide the car. So we have to provide funds to pay for the event production, for the event coordination, which is actually a lot more work than it seems like. So people tend to think we just need money for the car, but in fact, we need money for someone to raise money for the event and to provide the prizes and all of the behind-the-scenes things that happen for this to happen.
Now, and we'll give out all the information during the course of this conversation and later online, but what do our listeners, if they want to help, what is it that you want them to do?
I want them to vote 10 times a day. It's very easy to do. They just have to go to votepromparty.com. That's votepromparty.com. And the first time they go on, there'll be a little thing for them to enter their email address and say they're over 18 years old and pick a password, and then they'll log in. And they can vote 10 times right there. And then every day, go back and vote 10 more times. It's really quick and easy.
We are speaking with Becky Parr from Yovaso. They're trying to get that $25,000 grant. They're asking for help. And we'll have that information, as we said, a little bit later. Now, it's a good time, I think, to remind listeners that Yovaso was created in 1999, I believe, in response to what was at the time an alarming increase in the number of teen traffic deaths in Virginia.
Yes, traffic fatalities are still the leading cause of deaths among teenagers. Now, that number has dropped significantly since Yovaso has been in the schools, but it's still an issue, and that's why it's so important that they partnered with this event to keep kids safe on prom night.
All righty, it's 8:49 WFIR. We're speaking with Becky Parr, Yovaso. Becky, Yovaso is short for Youth of Virginia Speak Out, and your approach relies largely on teens educating each other. Becky, is there ample evidence to know for sure that this is effective?
Yes, it is effective. Since Yovaso has been in the schools and had these student-run clubs, the numbers of traffic fatalities have dropped in Virginia. And since partnering with the After Prom Grand Finale, those numbers have continued to drop.
Now, how much effort focuses these days on distracted driving, particularly texting, along with really the, I guess you could, might call them the founding causes, alcohol and drug impairment?
A lot. They focus on that as well, because they know it's not just about drinking and driving, it's about distraction as well.
Okay. Now, it's worth noting, Yovaso started out as a regional effort. It has now been statewide for about 12 years. But as for this after prom grand finale that we have in Roanoke and serves dozens of area high schools in the region, how many others are there like this in Virginia?
There are none, and there are none in the country. This event serves 30 counties. We currently invite 100 schools, and 40 are able to participate. There's no other event in the state or the country.
Again, let's remind folks, First Team's providing the car. What happens without this grant?
We have a car, and that's it. We have no event.
Okay, meaning there's no one to administer?
There's no one to administer it. There's no one to raise money to offer more prizes, because everyone who attends our After Prom Grand Finale, everyone who's won that right to come, gets something as a reward for their responsible behavior on prom night. And that wouldn't exist.
We are speaking with Becky Parr from UVSO, Youth of Virginia Speak Out. They're seeking support for a $25,000 grant to help them continue running the After Prom Grand Finale, which, as you may have just heard, is the only one of its kind in Virginia. And if I heard you right, the only one of its kind in the country.
That is correct.
So let's go over your hope now for that. What can listeners do to help if they are interested?
Listeners can go online and vote. It's very quick and easy. Just go to votepromparty.com and follow the instructions. You can vote 10 times in one day in one sitting. Okay. It's really easy.
And the deadline is a week from Friday, I believe?
Yes, it started today, and the deadline is August 23rd at 11:59 p.m.
Okay, and you've heard sort of from one person, namely me this morning, about what this opportunity meant to a family that was fortunate enough to have the chance to get the car. But what other, you must have heard some other stories that make you go, this is really worthwhile.
We have. I have heard from one winner, and forgive me, I can't remember when she won. I think it was like early 2000s. She was from Rural Retreat High School, and she said that car changed her life. And she drove it for many, many, many years until she actually had a child, and then she sold the car, but wished she'd kept it because it was actually a better car than the one she bought. It allows kids to go away from home to school, to live on their own, to do whatever they want because they have transportation to do that. And so many people these days aren't able to do that. And it's a dream. It's a dream come true.
If you're interested in helping out, we will provide information shortly and have this entire conversation on our website.
All right. Becky Parr with UVSO has been with us this morning talking about the After Prom Grand Finale. Becky, we certainly wish you well in this effort. And I know you'll be successful, and we appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.